All those strikes by farmers in Argentina were apparently good for farmers in Brazil. Brazilian farmers exported more grain last month to make up for diminished supplies from Argentina. Brazil's agricultural industry is always hungry for new land to grow crops and to raise cattle. One place to get it is the Amazon rainforest. That's already led to a lot of deforestation. But there's another business model at work in the Amazon, as the world's Alex Galifant explains.
You might think that operating a business in the rainforest would involve, well, chopping down trees. Take Henry Ford. In the 1920s, Ford wanted cheap rubber to make car tires. So he cleared some forest and built a rubber plantation in the Amazon. It was called Fordlandia.
He had golf courses and cinemas and a lot of lovely American fire hydrants. It's just like a nice Middle Western American town.
That's historian John Hemming. He says the plantation ended up a total flop. Ford couldn't keep the rubber trees alive. Today, keeping trees alive in the Amazon goes hand in hand with international business. Easy riding in the rainforest. Brazil's Amazonas state is a home away from home for Harley Davidson.
The only factory overseas that Harley Davidson has is in Manaus. And they are a great success right now in Brazil and the South American countries.
That's the governor of Amazonas state, Eduardo Braga. He says the presence in his state of big employers like Harley Davidson or Gillette does more than generate money. It actually protects the rainforest. If a worker has a job in the city, that worker doesn't need a job in the forest. That's long been the case in Amazonas state. Governor Braga says things are different in a neighboring state, Pará.
The reason why Pará is so deforested and the Amazonas is not is because we have the Zona Franca, the free trade zone, and Pará has mining and the logging companies. That's the difference.
That Zona Franca, the free trade zone, wasn't designed to protect trees. It was meant to encourage a greater Brazilian presence in the Amazon, specifically around the city of Manaus. It offered tax breaks to companies willing to, essentially, colonize the region. But the director of the Zona Franca today, Waldemar Jank, says there's a side effect to promoting business in one particular place.
Especialmente concentrar atividades econômicas gerando emprego e renda.
It concentrates economic activities in a small area of the Amazon, he says. It wasn't our intent in 1967, but now we see the benefit. That benefit is twofold. The trees stay standing, and business in the region booms, for both Brazilian companies and newcomers from abroad. Besides Harley Davidson, the big motorbike players in Manaus are Japanese: Honda, Yamaha, and Suzuki. But the Chinese are moving in, drawn by those same tax breaks. This factory belongs to one new arrival from China, Mototrax. Free trade policies are moving beyond the city. A green free trade zone is up and running, offering tax breaks for sustainably produced forest products, things like acai, a berry that's popular with many health-conscious Americans. In the Amazonian town of Codorais, the acai harvest runs through a sorting machine. This producer could cut down the forest, plant his acai trees in straight lines, and mechanize the harvest. But the tax breaks allow him to operate using old-fashioned, non-destructive methods. That's fine so long as it's a good deal. If demand for products like acai grows too big, those tax breaks might not be reason enough to keep the trees standing. And leaders in the Amazon will have to look for another big idea. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant, Manaus, Brazil.